我想开头的时候啊，先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
I think that at the beginning, let's read a further words from the Lord with me.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开彼得前书第一章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
我们先把第一节和第二节读一下。
Let's read verses 1 and 2.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、皮推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, that you may obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood. May grace and peace be yours in fullest measure.
第九节
Verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩啊！我们讲过，这个灵魂这个字应该翻作魂。
Verse 9, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. As we mentioned yesterday, the salvation is only with respect to your souls.
啊，这是一节非常重要的圣经。
This is a very vital verse.
请我们所有弟兄姊妹都能记得。
I hope that all of our brothers and sisters can memorize this verse.
就是信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Which is the salvation of your souls is the outcome of your faith.
我们请看第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
我们从第一节读到第十节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 10.
所以你们既除去一切恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Chapter 2 verse 1 to 10. Therefore, putting aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babes, long for the unadulterated spiritual milk of word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord, and coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, or a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture.Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him shall not be disappointed. This precious value, then, is for you who believe. But for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also disappointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you received mercy.
我想我们再补充的读两处圣经。
We have two supplemental passages from the Bible.
第一处在罗马书第一章第九节。
Romans 1:9.
罗马书第一章第九节。
Romans 1:9.
我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。这节圣经啊，这个用心灵所侍奉的神，原文就是用灵所侍奉的神。
Romans 1:9. For God, whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his Son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you. In the Chinese version, the word is not correct as to spirit, but the English version is correct.
我们最后请看民数记第二十七章。
Numbers chapter 27.
十五到十八节。
Verses 15-18.
民数记二十七章十五节，摩西对耶和华说：“愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。”耶和华对摩西说：“论的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来按手在他头上。”这里哈，弟兄姊妹可以看见第十八节那里啊，那个心中是有灵，就他里面是有灵的啊，那个圣字原文是没有的。
Numbers chapter 27 verses 15-18. Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who will go out and come in before them, and who will lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep which have no shepherd. So the Lord said to Moses, Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is spirit, and lay your hand on him. And in the original text, it is not a reference to the spirit, it's just spirit.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Yesterday we've already mentioned to the brothers and sisters.
彼得前书是彼得在晚年时候所写的一卷非常成熟的书信。
First Peter was a very mature letter written by Peter in his old age.
特别他对于主的救恩有一个非常清晰的认识。
Particularly with respect to the salvation of God, he has a crystal clear understanding.
我们讲到在第一章的第二节里面，
we mentioned that in chapter 1 verse 2,
他提到四件事情。
He mentioned four things.
这四件事情就包括了整个主的救恩。
These four things encompass the entire salvation of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这位从来没有受过任何教育的一个打鱼的人。
This fisherman who has never had much education.
在晚年的时候，他居然能用那么清楚的语言把主的真理把它解释出来。
In his old age, he can use such simple and clear words to explain the salvation of God.
那么这封书信对于当代很多受苦的圣徒是非常大的帮助。
This letter has been great help to the saints who were in suffering.
我们也说彼得讲的这些话都是他的经历。
And we also said yesterday that all these words, Peter, were in fact his own experiences.
我想在头一个世纪，在众多的使徒当中，
in the first century among all the apostles,
彼得是在魂的这方面所领受神的拯救是最丰富的一个人。
Peter has received the most abundantly in terms of the soul.
所以他这一卷书专一讲到魂的得救。
So this, this letter fixated on the salvation of the soul.
这是在主的救恩中，今天在我们身上一个非常重要的点。
This is a very important point in our lives.
也是我们属灵生活和侍奉一个关键性的一个经历。
This is also a pivotal experience for our lives, a spiritual experience.
他在第二节告诉我们
，In verse 2 he said,
父按照他自己的先见。预先的知道拣选了我们。
We are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
这是神的大怜悯。
This is a great mercy of God.
因为神预先知道你是什么人而拣选你的。
Because God foreknew who you are, then He chose you.
这对我们每个基督徒来讲都是莫大的恩典。
To every single Christian, this is a great mercy.
那么他拣选我们、救赎我们之后呢
？So after He has chosen us and saved us.
第二件事情，借着圣灵要使我们这个人成圣。
Secondly, He is sanctifying us through the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
在我们今生在地上的生活里，最重要的就是这个魂的这个部分需要成圣。
In our lives on this age and on this earth, our salvation is with respect to the soul is the most key important thing that we need to accomplish.
然后第三件讲到顺服基督。
Thirdly, verse 2 talks about that we may obey Jesus Christ.
我们知道这是神的荣耀旨意的中心点。
We know that this is the central theme of the glorious purpose of God.
神把他的儿子托付给我们。
God has entrusted His Son to us.
神把他的儿子托付给教会。
God has entrusted His Son to the church.
我们若是不能顺服他。
If we were not to obey Him.
我们很难为他做见证。
It is very hard for us to bear His testimony.
那么第四件事情。
Fourthly.
彼得也知道在今生今世的生活里。
He knows that in our daily lives on this day and age on this earth.
我们需要主血的保护。
We need the protection of His blood.
所以我们这些是蒙他血所洒的人。
Therefore we are sprinkled.
我们知道神用这个救恩把我们救赎回来。
We know that God has saved us with this salvation.
那么我们基督徒在地上呢，要开始过一个信心的生活。
Therefore, Christians need to lead a life of faith on this earth.
在凡事上相信他。
In all things, we need to have faith in Him.
啊，所以彼得就告诉我们。
Therefore, Peter told us.
信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
Therefore, he said that the salvation of your souls is the outcome of your faith.
我们弟兄姊妹都明白。
Brothers and sisters all understand this.
我们借着信心，我们可以病得医治。
Through faith, our illnesses can be healed.
我们借着信心啊，那么我们的难处，主可以帮助我们。
Through faith, the Lord can help us through our difficulties.
我们借着信心。有很多说我们所愿的神能为我们成全。
A lot of times through faith, what our heart desired, the Lord will accomplish for us.
这些都是真的。
All of these are true.
但是请我们记得。
However, please bear in mind.
这个不是最终的目的。
This is not the ultimate goal.
信心的果效是魂的得救。
Rather, it is the salvation of your souls. That is the outcome of your faith.
若是神只是医治了我们。
If the Lord were to only heal us.
只是帮助我们解决了一些难处。
And He were only to help us resolve some difficulties.
那么只成全了我们所愿的。
And He only accomplished what our heart's desires are.
我们知道这个意义还不大。
We know that there is little significance.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要记住这句话。
Brothers and sisters, please remember this word.
信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
Rather, it is the salvation of your souls that is the outcome of your faith.
今天我们在地上所过的信心的生活，它有一个荣耀的结果。
Today, when we lead the life of faith in this earth, there is a glorious end result.
达到魂的救恩。
Which is to accomplish the salvation of our souls.
但是我们知道，到了这样的情况，就算完全了吗？
Then we say, when we accomplish that end result, are we complete?
没有，我们还要进一步往下再看。
No, there's a further step that we can look into.
啊，我先说啊，信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
So let me say this first. The salvation of our souls is the outcome of our faith.
魂的救恩的最终的目的是灵的释放。
The ultimate end result of the salvation of your soul is the liberation of your spirit.
啊， 那个才是最终的一个目的。
That is the ultimate goal.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
昨天早晨我讲完之后啊。
After I finished my sermon yesterday morning.
啊，我们看见有些弟兄姊妹他的思想比我还跑得快。
I see that some brothers, their thoughts were running ahead of me.
他们就说那么你光讲了魂的救恩，那灵呢？
They asked me, you've only talked about salvation of our souls. What about the spirit?
我跟他讲，我说我们特会还没结束呢。
I said, our summer conference has not concluded.
我们要按部就班来一点一点的讲啊。
Step by step, we'll cover all.
所以今天早晨我们要讲到灵的。
So today we'll cover the spirit.
那么你看见彼得在彼得后书第二章这里啊。
We see that Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2 here.
他论到神的那个终极的目的。
When he talked about the ultimate end result of God.
那么彼得有一个很特殊的眼光。
Peter has this peculiar perspective.
所以他用了几个词都是我们弟兄姊妹很熟悉的。
So he used a lot of words that are familiar to our brothers and sisters here.
他用灵奶。
He talked about spiritual milk.
啊，那么的确在原文的里面啊。有不同的翻译。
In the original text, there are different translations.
好像你在这个希腊的原文里面看不见有这个灵这个字。
It is as if you cannot see the word spiritual in spiritual milk.
但是翻译圣经的人呢，他们都有这样的领会。
However, all the translators of the Bible have this comprehension.
所以我们中文把它翻作灵奶。
So in the Chinese translation, we say it is the spiritual milk.
啊，你知道那个 American Reverse Version 也把它翻成是 spiritual milk， 也翻成牛奶。
The American Revised Standard also mentions spiritual milk.
啊，所以这个字是可以翻成牛奶。
So this word can be translated into spiritual milk.
然后他就讲到灵宫，属灵的房屋。
And it talked about spiritual house.
那么讲到属灵的祭。
And it talks about spiritual sacrifice.
所以在彼得的心目中感觉到在神荣耀的旨意的里面。
In Peter's heart, in the glorious eternal purpose of God.
一切都是属灵的。
Everything is spiritual.
啊，所以因此呢，我们知道神的工作是属灵的。
Therefore, we know that the work of God is spiritual.
他的侍奉他的经营他的建造都是属灵的。
And the building and the designing by God is all spiritual.
所以今天呢我们要在神的旨意上来成就神的工作。
So today we need to accomplish the work of God in His will.
我们必须是在灵里面。
We need to be in the spirit.
而不是在魂里面。
And not in the soul.
但是呢我们的魂需要拯救。
However, there needs to be salvation of our souls.
如果我们的魂不得拯救，
if there weren't salvation of our souls,
我们的灵就不得释放。
There wouldn't be liberation of the spirit.
所以这里有一个很重要的一个关系。
So there's a very key relationship here.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore brothers and sisters,
我们魂的得救，
the salvation of your souls,
不仅是为着我们个人，
is not just for our individual good,
也是为着神的荣耀的旨意。
It is also for His glorious purpose.
若是没有魂的得救，
if it weren't for the salvation of the soul,
灵不能得到释放，
there wouldn't be liberation of the spirit.
教会的建立和侍奉是不可能实现。
The building and the serving of the church cannot be materialized.
所以这是一个非常非常重要的一件事情。
This is indeed very vital.
所以我们今天蒙召呢，
So today we've been called
是要来做属灵的工作。
To do a spiritual work.
你知道在彼得前书里面呢，
You know that in 1 Peter,
彼得告诉我们神已经把一个非常尊贵的身份给了我们。
Peter has already given us a very honor, God has given us a very honorable position.
啊，他说唯有你们。
In verse 9, but or only you,
这个唯有这个字啊，就讲到我们所有蒙恩得救的人在整个神所创造的万有里面一个非常独特的地位。
So in verse 9 in Chinese instead of but it says only you. Therefore in the entire creation and all we have a very peculiar identity.
所以你知道在圣经里面也有这样的话，我们是神独特的子民。
So there are all these references in the Bible that we are a peculiar people.
那我们的这个 Kenny 弟兄啊也告诉我们。
Brother Kenny also told us.
啊，我们基督徒啊，神的工作在我们身上呢，使我们变成了非凡啊。
So our brother Kenny mentioned that the work in, of God in us is extraordinary.
Yeah. 你知道一个基督徒的蒙恩是多么大的一件事情。
Do you know that the salvation of a Christian is such a great thing?
但是呢，这个尊贵的身份呢，
However, for this honorable identity,
也说到神在我们身上有专一的目的。
Also speaks to the single purpose that God has in our lives.
那么彼得前书这一段话是多么大的一个话。
So this passage in chapter 2 in 1 Peter is such an important passage.
他说唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
But only you are a chosen race.
哇，天下有这么多的族。
There are all these races under the heavens.
啊，我们基督徒是不同的族类。
But we are a different race.
所以我们到了教会里面来了。
So when we come into the church,
我们这个不是什么中华民族，它是美利坚什么合众国，没有了。
So it's not that we're the race of Chinese or the race of United States of America.
我们是新的族类。
We're a new race.
啊，是被拣选的。
And this race has been chosen.
那不仅这样。
Not only so.
给我们一个君尊的祭司，做君尊的祭司。
We're also a royal priesthood.
啊，有君王的尊贵的祭司。
We're royalty, and then we're also a priesthood.
你知道这个身份呢，将来要存到永远的。
You know this identity will endure forever.
你如果读到启示录最后一章
，If you read till the last chapter in Revelation,
那里就讲到说，我们将来啊，要永永远远侍奉他。
It talks about we will serve him forever and ever.
并且与基督一同作王直到永远。
And we will rule and reign with him forever.
哇，我想弟兄姊妹们，我们都难以想象。
Brothers and sisters, this is hard for us to imagine.
啊，在我们今生今世的生活里啊。
In our daily lives in this earth and age.
啊，我们越看自己越不像。
We look at ourselves and we think, this is not right.
当然，有的人照镜子觉得自己了不起啊。
Some people will look at the mirror and say, this is somebody.
你觉得你了不起，你到了那一天你才知道，那真是了不起啊。
You think you're somebody now. Wait till that day, you'll see what somebody is.
你是与主一同作王的。
You rule and reign with the Lord.
并且呢，你做神的仆人。
And you're also God's servants.
我们常常啊，因为我们世界的观念，所以我们把这个仆人呢、啊。这个意念放得很低。
Because of our worldly concepts, we put the servanthood into a lowly state.
当然，今天你做仆人，你看做谁的仆人，对吧
？It's a servant. It depends on whose servant you are.
我看见在美国啊，很多所以有时候你去吃中饭，能看到很多人挂个牌子。
I see that in America, when you go to eat lunch, there's a label, a badge you wear.
哦，你看那牌子，哦，他原来是那个公司的仆人。
You look at the batch and it's some company's servant.
啊，但是他很觉得荣耀啊。
But he thinks that he is very glorious position.
啊，像我们那里很多 Microsoft 的那些人出来的挂个牌子 Microsoft.
So a lot of people when they come out and they wear a batch that says Microsoft.
因为他觉得在那个公司里面做事很大的荣耀。
Because he feels that having been an employee of Microsoft is a glory.
但是今天我们是谁的仆人呢
？But today, whose servants are we?
创造宇宙万有的主宰的仆人，这不得了了的。
We're the servant of the creator of heaven and earth of all.
我们还代表有君尊的一个身份。
We also have this identity of a royal priesthood.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
你不能轻看主的救恩。
Do not lightly esteem the salvation of the Lord.
他说：“唯有你们。”
Only you.
啊，唯有你们是圣洁的国度。
Only you are a holy nation.
啊，我们在另外一个国度里面。
We're in a different nation.
这是一个被圣别属神的国度。
This is a sanctified, consecrated nation.
然后他说，唯有你们是属神的子民。
And only you are a people for God's own possession.
我们现在是被神所拥有的。
We have been possessed by God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
彼得告诉我们，这是出自神的大怜悯。
And this is out of God's great mercy.
哇，你看神把何等尊贵的一个身份给我们。
God has given us such a royal identity.
所以我们应当服侍我们的主。
So we ought to serve our Lord.
应当为着他荣耀的旨意。
We ought to live for His glorious purpose.
但是你今天怎么样来服侍他呢？
So today, how do you serve Him?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
神做的工也是属灵的。
God's work is also spiritual.
所以我们需要用灵来服侍他。
So we need to serve Him in spirit.
但是今天呢，在我们的身上有困难的。
However, in today's lives, our life has difficulties.
不够蒙拯救。
Because there has not been enough salvation of our souls.
所以我们的灵不够得释放。
Therefore, our spirit has not been sufficiently liberated.
所以我们侍奉主啊，就觉得，有很多的这个不容易。
Therefore, we have encountered a lot of difficulties when we serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道神拣选人，神用人，他的那个标准是根据那个灵。
The standard by which God chooses and uses any man is by the standard of the Spirit.
我们弟兄告诉我们。
Our brothers have told us.
神创造人呢、啊。
When God created man.
神要人做他的同伴。
God wanted man to be His companion.
哇，这已经是一个不得了的思想了，对吧？
This is already an amazing thought.
啊。那么神不仅要我们做他的同伴，
God not only want us to be His companion，
神也要我们与他同工，
God also want us to co-work with Him，
我们与他一同来完成他那个伟大的计划。
Together with Him we will complete His awesome design。
所以你知道当初神造人的时候，人里面有灵魂体啊。
So when God first created man there's body, soul and spirit。
这个每一个部分都是很宝贵的。
Every component is very precious.
都是可以用的。
Every component part can be used by God.
但是呢，神是要我们用灵与他配合的。
However, God wants us to use our spirit to cooperate.
那么，因为我们人堕落了。
Because man is fallen.
所以我们的魂、我们的体啊，都成为我们里面灵里面很大的累赘。
Therefore, our soul and our body have become great burden to our spirit.
所以主耶稣要用他十字架的救恩拯救我们。脱离这个魂的残累，脱离体的这个困扰。
Therefore, God has to use the salvation on the cross so that we can cast aside the hindrance of the soul and the body.
特别是这个魂的部分。
Particularly with respect to the soul.
他需要我们拯救。
We need to be saved.
因为我们常常讲灵魂这两个东西连得很紧。
Because especially in Chinese, we talk about spirit and soul that is very interconnected.
那我们的堕落的魂呢？困住我们的灵。
So our fallen soul has been confining our spirit.
所以今天呢，神要拣选人来侍奉他。
Therefore, today when God chooses men to serve Him,
神要看我们灵里面的光景如何。
God wants to see the condition of our spirit within.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
你的灵、你的魂能够蒙主拯救的更深。
The more yourself, your soul can be saved more by God.
你的灵就得出更多的自由。
Your spirit will gain more freedom.
不仅得出自由。
Not only would your spirit gain freedom.
并且那个灵的品质会越来越高。
The quality of your spirit will be increased.
你看我们在旧约圣经里。
You see that in Old Testament.
其实神拣选人侍奉的时候呢，已经是什么呢？注重那个灵。
When even in the Old Testament, when God chose people to serve Him, He was already paying attention to the Spirit.
啊，我们晓得在旧约圣经里面呢，如果讲到神的仆人呢，摩西是个代表。
We know that in the Old Testament, Moses would be a typology of God's servant.
摩西一生的经历我们都很清楚。
We're very clear about Moses' life.
这个摩西前四十年在埃及受了一切的这个学问。
The first 40 years of Moses' life, he had all the knowledge in Egypt.
住在法老的王宫里。
He lived in the palace of Pharaoh.
哇，经历当代最高的这个权势。
He experienced the highest power and position.
最大的荣华富贵。
And he has gained all power and splendor.
那个摩西啊，本来这个人呢、啊，他就是很聪明的。
Moses, in his nature, he was very smart.
啊，我们简单说，就是本来他这个魂就蛮大的。
In other words, his soul was pretty big.
再加上呢，这个埃及的皇宫的荣华富贵。
And also the riches and splendor and glory of the palaces of Egypt.
然后四十年埃及所有一切的学问。
And then 40 years of knowledge in Egypt.
他的本来这个魂这么大。
Earlier, his soul was this big.
40年之后变这么大。
After 40 years, it's like this big.
哇，这个魂大的不得了。
And his soul was this big.
所以在这个《使徒行传》第七章里面讲到他。
So in Acts 7, when we refer to Moses.
哇，他是。 行事有大能又有口才
He has utterances and he has great talents.
他以为现在可以服侍神了。Then
he thought he could serve God.
弟兄姊妹们，我想很多到美国来的弟兄姊妹也是这样。
I think that a lot of brothers and sisters who came to the U.S. they're all like this.
本来你在中国或者远东时，你的魂这么大。
Maybe when you were in China or in Far East, your soul was only this big.
经过美国的教育。
After you've gone through the education in the U.S.
吃了美国食物了。
You've eaten U.S. food.
这个魂变这么大。
And your soul has become this big.
哎呀，很多人就觉得现在我。 像我这样的人可以服侍神。
And then a lot of people feel that people, somebody like me, now I can serve God.
哇，你知道我1973年的时候。
You know that in 1973.
我在加州。
I was in California.
参加一次青年聚会。
I was in a youth meeting.
哇，那个坐在中间的年轻人呐。
And all the young people who were sitting in us.
个个都是名校出来的。
They were all from famous schools.
啊，所以那天他们大家都在讲。
They were all talking among themselves.
哎呀，好多人就讲说，我将来要回去救台湾。
Some people say, later on I would go back to Taiwan to save Taiwan.
不过那个时候，大陆出来的人还少。
At that time, there were fewer people coming from mainland China.
这些年我看见很多人，我将来回去救大陆。
Nowadays, I see people who came from China and say, I'm going to go back to China to save China.
因为现在我的魂大了。
Because now my soul is getting great.
你看我学了美国这么多的学问，又是 PhD， 又是什么医生、律师、专家，一大堆，对吧？
So now I've gained all this knowledge in the U.S. and all this education, MD, JD, everything.
所以你知道，当初摩西也是这样的。So
earlier Moses was like that.
我当然，摩西那个魂比你更大。However,
Moses' soul was bigger than yours.
哈，他觉得他现在可以服侍神了。Now
he felt that he could serve God.
结果是什么？一服侍就闯祸。But
the moment he started to serve God, he made errors.
打死人了。He
killed someone.
啊，结果呢，神就把他赶到旷野里去了。So
God cast him out into the wilderness.
这40年做什么呢？
What was he doing in the wilderness and for 40 years?
很简单,
Simply put,
神要叫他的魂得救,
God wanted to cause the salvation of his soul.
神救他的魂,
God saved his soul.
哦，你知道这个魂呢, 一大起来之后啊,
You know that when the soul gets big,
就好像我们人一样, 一发胖, 要叫他瘦, 不大容易。
It's just like human beings when you get fat, it's hard to slim down.
你们原谅我，这些年我一直想减肥很难。
Please forgive me. All these years I wanted to go on diet is very hard.
所以难怪神要用40年帮助摩西怎么样减肥。
So no wonder God has used had to use 40 years to help Moses to lose weight.
Yeah, lose weight. 你知道吗？这个大摩西啊，现在到了那旷野里面呢，整天叫他只牧几只羊啊。So
this big Moses in the wilderness every day he's just tending a few sheep.
我想恐怕摩西很多晚上都睡不着觉，对不对？做梦都觉得委屈啊。I
think that Moses in those years, every night he suffered insomnia and he felt that he was very wronged.
就像在美国，你拿到了 PhD， 结果呢，在餐馆里面洗碗盘，你是不是多委屈，对不对？
It's just like in the U.S. you've gained your PhD, but now you're washing dishes in a restaurant.
啊，所以呢，这个摩西的魂呢，受到很厉害的折磨。
Therefore, Moses' soul was greatly tortured.
哇，他整天就寄望神救他。
Every day he was looking to God to save him.
啊，一年年的过去。
Year after year.
啊，快到70年的时候，他写了这个诗篇90篇。
70 years he wrote a Psalm 90.
你知道写这篇诗篇干什么？提醒神呐。
Do you know why he wrote Psalm 90? He was trying to remind God.
神呐，人的一生是70岁呀。
He was saying, God, you know, man can live till 70 years.
如果你让我强壮，我大概可以活到80岁。
if due to strength, 80 years.
有什么天天仰望神，要来带领他回去，嗯嗯。 神就一直没有行动。
Every day he looks to the Lord to take him back, but then the Lord did not take action.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要真正领会神在我们身上的带领。
We truly need to comprehend the leading of the Lord in our
lives. 如果今天神在我们身上还没有做事，他不是不做事。
If today the Lord has not done any work in you, it's not that he hasn't done anything.
他在忍耐你。
He is having forbearance over you. He's being patient with me.
要叫我们的魂得救。
So that there can be salvation of our souls.
到了八十岁了，对吧
？So Moses reached the age of 80.
摩西自己还不知道呢。
Moses didn't come into this realization.
摩西讲说完了，这一生完了。
Moses said, "I'm finished. My life is undone."
连讲话都不会讲了。
I can't even talk.
因为天天跟羊在一起。
Because every day I mingle with sheep.
哎，但是神看可以了。
But then God says, you're ready.
啊，因为神看什么
？But because what was God looking at?
摩西的魂受到对付。
Because Moses' soul has been dealt with.
他的灵开始起来了。
And his spirit is rising up.
神说可以了。
And God says, it is suitable.
啊，我们都知道开头神呼召他还有点困难。
We know that initially when God called Moses, it was with some difficulty.
后来当神用他的时候
Later on when God used him,
他就完全明白神的心意
Moses totally understood God's will.
他就像彼得一样
Just like Peter.
在人类的历史中为神做下最大的工作
Moses did the greatest work in human history, just like Peter.
带领两三百万的以色列百姓出埃及
He led 2-3 million of Israelites out of Egypt.
神借他十次的大灾难惩罚埃及
God descended 10 plagues to punish Egypt.
最后红海裂开带领百姓过来
Ultimately, the Red Sea parted, he led the people through.
40年行走旷野
And he walked in the wilderness 40 years.
天上降玛纳
Manna from heaven.
磐石裂开
The rock is broken.
那么摩西经历了神何等的大能
Moses has experienced such great power from God.
你再次看见
And you see again.
一个人的魂受到了对付之后
When a person's soul has been dealt with.
神可以托付他
God can put his entrustment in him.
摩西从来没有骄傲
Moses has never been proud.
神自己为他做见证
God bore testimony for him.
他说我的仆人摩西比世上的众人更谦和
My servant Moses is the meekest person on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道如果我们的魂没有受到对付我们这个人在神手中是不能用的
If our soul has not been dealt with in the hands of the Lord, we cannot be used by God.
所以神今天用人他只能用人的灵
So today when God uses anyone, he can only use people's spirit.
所以来到民数记第二十七章的时候
So when we come to Numbers chapter 27,
摩西知道神要把他接走了
Moses knew the Lord is going to take him away.
但是摩西想说这几百万的以色列百姓怎么办呢
Then Moses said, what happened to these several millions of Israelites?
他就在神面前祷告
He prayed before the Lord.
他说万人之灵万人之灵的神啊
Verse 15, May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh.
他说你要选一个人
Appoint a man.
不能让这些以色列百姓像羊没有牧人一样
You cannot let the congregation be like sheep without a shepherd.
所以神就对摩西说什么呢
So what did God say to Moses?
他说你去找约书亚
Find Joshua.
你看有一句话很特别
There's a very peculiar word here.
是说他里面是有灵的
In whom is spirit?
所以神拣选人是根据什么？根据人里面的灵。
Therefore, God chooses men according to the spirit within him.
在众多的百姓中看见这里有个年轻人，他的灵的光景不错。
Because God sees that there's all these multitude of people, there's this young person whose spirit is quite good.
那我们都很知道。这个约书亚的故事对不对
We are all very clear about Joshua's stories.
啊，青年弟兄姊妹们考你一下圣经中啊，约书亚第一次出现在什么时候啊
Okay, test for the young people here. When did Joshua first showed up in the Bible?
知道吗？
Nope, not watching the tent.
Well,故意考一下，这样你们就醒过来
了。I am testing you, young people, so you can wake up.
第一次出现在出埃及记第十七章。
Joshua first appeared in Exodus chapter 17.
出现在哪里?
Where did he show up?
在利非定谷。
In Rephidim.
那么在跟谁呢?跟亚玛力人打仗。
When he was when they were fighting with the Amalekites.
这说明什么呢?
What does this illustrate?
他从年轻的时候他就学十架功课。
From his youth, he learned the lesson of the cross.
他对付肉体。
He has dealt with his flesh.
对付他的魂。
He has dealt with his soul.
你知道吗? 所以一个年轻人, 如果你要在主手中被主用, 你今天要学会一个功课, 要对付你的魂。
So you young people, you want to be used by God in his hands, you have to learn to deal with your soul.
我们要知道魂的救恩呢, 不是神要把我们的魂丢掉啊。
Remember, the salvation of the soul is not to like cast out your soul.
神要改变我们的魂。
God wants to transform our soul.
因为从前我们都是活在一个情况里，就是我想怎样，我爱怎样，我决定怎样，我感觉怎样。
Because earlier we were all in this me mentality. I desire, I think, I decide.
现在神要把你魂里面的那个欲望呢，把它纯净。
Now God wants to make the desire in your soul be unadulterated.
Purified.
哎，要把你这个魂呢，把你纯净。 It needs to purify.
因为人的魂是很有用的东西，你知道吗？
Because the soul in a man is a very useful thing.
但是他必须受灵的管制。
However, it has to be coming under the control of the spirit.
所以这是我们学的功课。你今天呢，在主面前学习对付你的魂。
So today, learn the lesson of dealing with your souls before the Lord.
为什么约书亚里面的灵是好的？
Why is the spirit in Joshua good?
因为他从一出来，我们看见他就在战场上就学习。
Because we know that the first time he showed from the Bible, he's in spiritual warfare.
你知道在教会历史上很多被主用的人都是这样。
You know that in church history, a lot of people who have been used by God is like this.
需要受对付。
You have to be dealt with.
你们都知道尼弟兄的故事，尼陀生弟兄的故事。
You all know the story of Watchman Nee.
年轻说真是碰见了一个。 好老师碰见了何松文教师。
So truly, when he was young, he has met this good teacher, M.E. Barber.
哇，这个何松文教师严厉的不得了的。
Miss Barber was very strict.
这个你就做错一点事，人家狠狠的骂他。
If Watchman Nee did anything wrong, she would rebuke him very severely.
哎呀，我现在觉得现在的年轻人都不能骂。
I feel like nowadays our young people cannot bear any reproach.
我常常觉得我们青年弟兄姊妹像玻璃瓶啊。
I feel like our young brothers and sisters are like these delicate glassware.
哇，都是弟兄姊妹捧在手上的。
You have to hold them carefully in your hand.
轻轻一碰就破了。
If you touch them gently, they will break.
这样的话呢，弟兄姊妹不可能产生神有用的器皿。
And under this circumstance, you cannot have useful vessels for God.
要学习被对付。
You need to learn to be dealt with.
如果有人肯这样做，教会就有希望。
If anyone is willing to submit to this, then there's hope in the church.
所以神对摩西说，
Therefore, God said to Moses,
你去找约书亚。
Go find Joshua.
因为他里面是有灵的。
Because in him there is spirit.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
所以当约书亚起来做领袖的时候，
When Joshua rose up to be the leader,
哇，带领以色列百姓过约旦河，
He led the Israelites through the River Jordan.
打败迦南地所有的王。
He beat all the kings in the land of Canaan.
哇，其实呢，在他的年间行的那个奇事，那个神迹奇事啊，是比摩西来的更大。
Actually, he had committed even greater signs and miracles than what Moses had done.
你们记得吗？有一次祷告，那个太阳都，这个地球不动了，不是太阳不动了，地球不动了。
So one time he prayed, and the earth did not move.
有一天不动。The
earth did not move, and the sun stayed still for one day.
那个不是红海能比的了。
It is nothing compared to the parting of the Red Sea.
弟兄姊妹们。Brothers
and sisters.
神只能用人的灵。
God can only use man's spirit.
或者透过人的灵来用这个人。
In other words, through the spirit of the man, God can use that man.
所以在侍奉上，
In our service,
人的灵的光景是最重要的一个部分。
The condition of man's spirit is the key component part of service to God.
在西乃山上，
On Mount Sinai,
神把他创世以来荣耀的心意 开启给摩西。
God revealed to Moses his glorious eternal purpose to Moses.
我们以为说神愿意把他启示给谁就启示给谁。
So we feel like God will reveal to whoever he wants to reveal something to. Is it really true?
不。
No.
神是看人的灵。
God is paying attention to somebody's spirit.
神是乐意启示的。
God delights to make revelations to us.
但是我们灵的光景不行啊。
However, our spiritual conditions are not good.
神没有办法启示，你知道吗？
He cannot show us his revelations.
因为摩西受过了对付。
Because Moses had been dealt with.
摩西的灵的光景好的。
Moses' spiritual condition was good.
神就可以把启示给他。
Therefore, God can give Moses his revelations.
所以在这旧约圣经的里面。
Therefore, in Old Testament.
摩西的灵是一个好的灵。
Moses' spirit is a good spirit.
你知道有一位弟兄告诉我们。
A brother has told us this before.
他说我们呢在主面前的追求个人灵的光景不一样。
When we pursue after the Lord, we have differing spiritual conditions.
那就是灵的品质不一样。
In other words, the quality of our spirits is different.
我们同样的蒙恩，但是人的灵的品质不一样。
We have all been saved by grace, but the quality of our individual
spirit is different. 为什么会产生不一样的品质呢？
Why is there this difference?
就是看你个人魂受对付的程度有多少。
This is correlates to the extent by which your salvation, your soul has been dealt with.
你的魂被对付的越深，
the deeper your soul has been dealt with,
你灵的品质就越高。
The quality of your spirit will be greater.
感谢神。
We thank God.
到了新约时代，
In the New Testament,
神又得着一个人，
God has also gained a man,
叫保罗。
Paul.
你知道我们神很有耐心的。
We know God has great patience.
哎呀，我们的神呢，他里面满了荣耀的计划。
In God, he has all these glorious plans.
他乐意要启示给人。
He is delighted to make revelation to us.
但是他在人类中一直在寻找。
However, among men, he keeps seeking and searching.
所以在2000年前，
In 2000 years ago,
他找到了一个人叫保罗。
He found a man called Paul.
圣经告诉我们，保罗呢，这个是其貌不扬的，那个样子长得不好看。
The Bible tells us that Paul was not good looking.
因为哥林多人就是这样不喜欢他的。
That was the precise reason why the Corinthians did not like him.
因为哥林多人觉得保罗长得不好看。
The Corinthians think that Paul did not have good looks.
我们中文翻译都很文雅，其貌不扬，我说文雅。
So the Chinese have a very delicate explanation to reference to ugly people.
其实你把它翻直一点，就是长得很丑了，很丑，就是这样。
Simply put, he was ugly.
但是呢，这个人里面的灵啊不得了。
However, this person has a very good spirit.
哇，这可能是人类历史中啊最好的一个灵，品质最高了。
He's probably in human history. He has the highest quality of spirit.
所以呢，神把历史历代所隐藏的奥秘启示给他。
Therefore, God can reveal to him mysteries from generations to Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，
friends and sisters,
今天我们在侍奉的事上，
today as to the matter of serving God,
我们的果效有多少是根据我们的灵的？
The outcome of our service is dependent on our spirit.
不是根据魂的。
It's not dependent on the soul.
不是你啊，学问多大，知识多少，不是。
It's not that your soul has so much knowledge or you're so learned.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，神拣选人是根据里面的灵。
The Bible clearly tells us that God chooses men based on His Spirit within.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章第九节就告诉我们。
Therefore, Paul says in Romans 1:9.
他说我是用灵侍奉我的神。
Paul said, I serve in my spirit.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，很多人侍奉主并不懂得这个原则。
A lot of times we, when we serve God, nowadays, we do not understand this principle.
你今天在基督教里面听见最多的话就是装备，装备，装备，对吧？
So、
你们听见这个话。
In Christendom, you hear a lot about being equipped, being equipped, being equipped.
你想想看，你怎么装备自己啊？
How are you going to equip yourself?
哇，读很多的书。
You have to read many books.
哦，要预备好心愿。
You have to have prepare your desires.
弟兄姊妹们，结果弄了半天，神也不能用。
So after all this, God cannot use you.
其实你怎么装备呢？
How are you going to equip yourself?
你就天天借着十字架把你的魂给它治死了，就最好的装备。
Every day by the work of the cross, you deal with your soul. That is the best equipping.
所以保罗说，我是用我的灵侍奉神。
So Paul says, I'm using my spirit to serve God.
哇，这个灵在第一个世纪所带进的侍奉是何等的荣耀！
This spirit has ushered in such glorious work in the first century.
在罗马的监牢里，
in the prison cells in Rome.
神把他历史历代所隐藏的一个大的荣耀启示给他。
The glory that has been hidden for generations was revealed to Paul.
今天我们的手中有了以弗所书。
Today in our hands we have Ephesians.
我们有了哥罗西书。
We have Colossians.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
这是神最大的一个启示。
This is the greatest revelation by God.
所以我们晓得为什么今天我们的魂要蒙拯救。
Therefore we now understand why there has to be salvation of our souls.
因为我们的魂如果不蒙拯救，我们的灵不得释放，神就不能用我们。
Because if it not for the salvation of our souls, there could be no liberation of the spirit, and God cannot use us.
我们知道保罗不仅得着神最高的启示，
We know that Paul not only has the highest revelation from God.
保罗也是一个与神之间有畅通交通的一个人。
Paul also has a very unhindered communion with God.
像旧约摩西一样，
Just like Moses in the Old Testament.
摩西跟神之间讲话像人间的朋友啊。
When Moses talked to God, it was like friends among humans.
是，神是要我们做他的同伴。
True, God wants us to be His companion.
让我们做他的朋友的。
God wants us to be His friend.
神愿意跟你做朋友，你是神的朋友吗？
God wants to be friend with you. Are you God's friend?
是吗？
Yes.
感谢主，有的人点头。
I thank the Lord. Some people were nodding their heads.
我们有人不太敢点头，我们怎么做神的朋友啊？
Some of us are afraid to nod our heads because how can we be friends of God?
如果是朋友，
If we were God's friends,
定规好朋友之间是无所不谈的，对不对？
Surely among good friends you can talk about everything.
我们要跟神之间有畅通的交通。
We have to have unhindered communion with God.
所以无论是启示，无论是交通，都是在灵里面的。
So regardless of revelation or fellowship, it is all in the spirit.
所以你的灵的光景不行，你想得启示也困难呢。
So if your spirit is not in the right condition, it would be hard for you to receive revelation.
你们原谅我这样说，不要领会错误啊。
Don't take it wrongly.
读圣经是应该用功的。
You should be diligent in reading your Bible.
但是告诉你，用功不一定得启示。
However, despite of your diligence, you still may not get revelation.
只有你的灵得释放了。
Only if your spirit were liberated.
你读圣经就有光。
Then you have light when you read the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
今天神一直在寻找那种好的品质的灵。
God is continuously seeking for the spirit that is of good quality.
所以我真是巴望啊，这一次呢，我们在这里呢，不是光讲一个道。
So I hear that I truly am not just speaking words.
彼得也不是要讲道。
Peter wasn't trying to preach a sermon.
彼得是要把我们引进这个经历的。
Peter wants to usher us into his experience.
如果我们不能进入这个经历，
If we can't enter into his experience,
我想我们就辜负了这个彼得前书了。
Taken lightly, 1 Peter.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们能知道今天主的救恩在我们的生命中，在我们的里面所要做的那个功到底是什么样的一种功。
So that we can understand the work that God wants to do in us.
我们需要让我们的魂更多蒙拯救。
We need to have more salvation of our souls.
这样我们的灵才能得到释放。
As a result, there can be liberation of the spirit.
其实在属灵生活里面也是这样。
It is the same way with spiritual life.
我们讲 正常人，正常什么样人是正常人呢？
We talk about a normal man. What is a normal man?
弟兄姊妹，我问你，你觉得你正常吗？
But sisters, I'm asking you this question. Are you normal?
啊？
Are you normal?
正常吗？
Are you normal?
有很多人点头啊，感谢主，你很正常。
A lot of people nodded their head. They feel like they're normal.
那么你正常人的定义是什么呢？
So what's your definition of normality?
圣经的定义是这样，灵魂体。
The biblical definition is spirit, soul, and body.
你的灵能够支配你的魂，你的魂可以管制你的身体，就是正常人。
A normal person has a spirit that controls the soul, and the soul governs your body. That's a normal person.
所以呢，我不太敢讲我是正常人。
I can't dare to say that I'm a normal person.
我有时候正常。
Sometimes I'm normal.
当我的灵能管理我的魂，我的魂能管制我身体的时候，我就很正常。
When my spirit can control my soul and my soul can govern my body, then I'm normal.
所以你看见很多基督徒啊，生活觉得过得很苦啊，做基督徒不容易啊。
So you see that a lot of Christians, they feel like it is so hard to have a Christian life.
现在你知道原因了吗？
Now you see the reason.
啊，我们的魂需要蒙拯救。
There needs to be salvation of our souls.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
彼得在彼得后书第二章就告诉我们。
Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2 says.
他所以强调说灵乃灵工灵祭。
The reason why he emphasized spiritual milk, spiritual house, and spiritual sacrifice.
因为呢，这些是在神荣耀的旨意上重要的一些原则。
These are key principles in God's principles.
我们只有吃灵奶，活在灵宫里，能够献上灵祭，我们才能够把神的荣耀目的彰显出来。
We have to drink spiritual milk. We have to dwell in spiritual house. We have to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Then we can live out the glorious purpose of God.
在教会的里面，一切事物都是属灵的。
In the church, everything is spiritual.
他首先讲，我们吃的东西就是应该是属灵的食物。
So Peter mentioned that what we eat ought to be spiritual.
我们知道我们的吃跟我们的肉身的成长有很大的关系。
We know that physical food has a lot of relationship with our spiritual growth.
在属灵经历上也是这样。
It is also the same spiritually.
你吃的不对，它就长得不好啊。
If you don't eat right, you won't grow correctly.
你吃对了，你就长得好啊。
If you eat correctly, then you will grow correctly.
所以彼得提醒弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, Peter reminded brothers and sisters.
你爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
Long for the pure spiritual milk of the word.
这个切慕啊，这个原文这个字是一个很强烈的一个字。
The original text for longing for is a very strong word.
它有一个非常强烈的一个意愿，那么希望得到属灵的供应。
There's a super strong desire to receive spiritual provision.
那么这个强烈的感觉从哪里来的呢？
Where is the spiritual desire, strong spiritual desire?
乃是你的魂受到了对付之后，你才会产生这种灵里面的爱慕的。
Only after your soul has been dealt with, then you have the strong longing in your spirit.
我们今天呢，因为都活在魂里面。
Because today we all live in our souls.
所以我们对那个魂里面的东西啊非常有兴趣。
We're very interested in the things about the soul.
啊，科学啊，文艺啊，这些什么东西大
堆，
很有兴趣。
We're all interested in those things.
我们碰见这些东西爱得不得了。
We really love those things.
你小心呐。
Be careful.
啊，你如果光爱慕这些东西。
If you only long for those things.
你在做什么事啊？
What are you doing?
你在培养你的魂。
You are nurturing your souls.
叫你的魂越来越大。
Therefore, your souls will get bigger and bigger.
所以呢，真正碰到属灵的东西，他没胃口。
So when you actually encounter real spiritual things, you have no appetite.
一点兴趣都没有。
Zero interest.
所以有很多时候啊，神好像也不得已，就兴起很多难处在你的生活中。
Therefore, God, out of his compulsion, he has to raise up these difficulties in your life.
为什么要给你难处啊？
Why would God give you difficulties?
叫你学习信心的功课啊。
He wants to have you learn lessons of faith.
因为信心的果效就是魂的救恩，谁要救你的魂？
The salvation of your souls is the outcome of your faith. He wants to save your souls.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只有魂的光景被对付之后，哎，他开始对那个纯净的属灵东西开始有兴趣。
Therefore, it is only after your soul has been dealt with that you have a longing for this pure spiritual things.
彼得形容说, 你可以像财生的婴孩一样。
Peter says you can be like newborn babes.
弟兄姊妹们,
Friends and sisters.
这个财生的就是没有被破坏的, 刚刚生出来的。
Newborn babes, they haven't been destroyed. They were just born.
哇, 我们今天呢, 要能恢复到, 属灵光景, 恢复到这么样一种的情, 好像不太容易啊, 对不对?
It's seemingly not easy for us to return to that kind of spiritual condition. However, the grace of God will enable us to reach that stage. Forgive me for sharing with you my own experiences.
大概五六年前呢，我得着一个病。
5 or 6 years ago, I had this disease.
这个病呢，使我的眼睛呢受到攻击。
My eyes were attacked in this disease.
我不详细讲这个病啊。
I won't dwell in details.
因为这个病呢，就是我眼睛后面的这个肌肉水肿。
There's an accumulation of liquid at the back of my eyes, in the eye muscles.
一下之间呢，就好像瞎了一样。
So in an instance, it's like my eyes were blind.
哇，看什么东西都不清楚。
Everything I saw, it was murky.
啊，有时候。 在家里面连前面摆的什么菜我也不知道。
Sometimes to the extent that when I was at home, I couldn't even see the food, the dish.
到最严重的时候，就这么近看人，看人脸都看不清楚。At the
most serious state, I was so close to somebody, right in front of me, I couldn't see his face.
当然到了这个情况啊，我是根本不能读书的。So
when I get to that state, I couldn't read.
什么书也不能读。I
couldn't read any books.
但是呢，因为我侍奉主，我总要读圣经呢，对不对？Because
I served God, I had to read the Bible.
感谢主啊，现在的科技还有点帮助。
I thank God for the modern technology.
所以呢，我就用我那个 iPad 把那个字放这么大。So
I used my iPad to enlarge the words.
啊，他们还帮助我，可以把这个给打到电视上面。
And some brothers helped me to project those words on TV screens.
哇，那一段日子我读圣经，只是一个字一个字的读啊。During
those days, I literally read the Bible word by word.
平常读呢，一目十行，现在不行，一个字一个字这么读。Before
I would be glancing 10 lines in one glimpse. Now I can't do that.
那个时候我读到主的话，我里面呢，这个多珍惜啊。
At that time when I was reading God's word, I treasure those words within.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这差不多5-6年,
for 5 to 6 years.
什么属灵的书也不能读,
I can't read any spiritual books.
我就把我的精神力量只注重在主的话语上。
So I spend all my effort on the word of God.
你知道吗? 让我摸到一件事情。
I touch one thing.
那个时候我才真正感觉, 主的话是最纯净的。
At that time, I realized that the Word of God was the most pure and most unadulterated.
我不是要叫你们不去读那些属灵书籍啊。
I'm not telling you to not read spiritual books.
但是在那个时候我的感觉, 没有任何一个人的话能跟圣经相比。
At that time, I felt that there was no other man's word that can compare with the word in the Bible.
所以5-6年的时间呢，我什么属灵书也没有不能读了，我就专读圣经。
So for 5-6 years, I couldn't read any other word. So I only read the word from the Bible.
那么主给我一段最美好的光阴。
And the Lord has granted me the most beautiful of times.
在灵里享受主的话语。
And I was enjoying the word in my spirit.
这就像彼得说的一样。Just
like what Peter said.
你们若尝尝主恩的，就知道那个什么滋味。Just
like in verse 3, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord, you will be like this.
很可惜啊，今天很多弟兄姊妹们没有尝到这个味道。
Regrettably, a lot of brothers and sisters have not tasted of this.
我们基督徒的生活，属灵的胃口已经完全被破坏。In
our Christian walk, our spiritual appetite has been totally annihilated.
所以我们对那个最纯净的东西啊，没有爱慕。So
therefore, we lack this longing for the pure and unadulterated things.
所以那5-6年，好像主也没听我的祷告，也没医治我。
So in those 5 or 6 years, God had not heard my prayer to heal me.
但是我真正领会一件事情，主把我的魂呢，把它炼净。However,
I truly experienced the fact that God has purified my soul.
所以我里面才会产生这种爱慕。Therefore,
I could have this longing in my heart.
我很惭愧啊。To
my shame.
但是还是不能像彼得所讲的，像财生的婴孩一样。
I wasn't like what Peter said, newborn babes.
我可能回到什么五六岁的时
候。Maybe I have turned to age five or six.
如果能再回到这个像才生的婴孩那就好了。
If I were to turn to newborn babe, that was excellent.
他里面就有强烈的意愿，只要主的话语。
Then inside him, there's this strong desire to only want Jesus.
他爱慕那个纯净的言语。
He wants the pure, unadulterated word.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
今天我们属灵的生命要成长。
Today we want our spiritual life to grow.
我们需要怎么样？需要纯净的灵奶。
We need pure, unadulterated milk.
这个好，灵和魂之间它有相互的作用的。
There's some interconnection between spirit and soul.
当你灵里面越多享受这个纯净的灵奶。
The more your spirit enjoys this pure and unadulterated milk,
你的魂就越来越蒙拯救。
There will be more salvation of your souls.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是属灵生命成长的一个律。
Therefore, this is the law by which our spiritual life grows, brothers and sisters.
所以我们何等需要主的恩典。
How we need God's grace.
所以愿主在每个弟兄姊妹身上都做这个荣耀的工作。
May God do His glorious work in every single brother and sister here.
让我们属灵的胃口像才生的婴孩一样变得越来越纯净。
That our spiritual appetite can be like newborn babes, more and more pure.
他不仅提到这个灵奶啊。
Not only did he mention spiritual milk.
他也讲我们要被建立成为灵宫。
He also mentioned that we need to be built up as a spiritual house.
在这里彼得用了很多的话。
Here Peter used a lot of words.
他也用了个特别的字叫做活石。
He also referred to a living stone in verse 4.
这个活石呢，它是一方面讲它是有生命的哈。
On one hand, there's life in a living stone.
另外呢是石头，石头呢是有它的特性。
On the other hand, there's special characteristics with respect to stones.
因为古代呢只有石头的东西啊，那个可以时间长远。
In old times, only stones can last a long time.
石头比较是坚固的。
Because stones are sturdier.
所以彼得用了一个很特殊的一个眼光，要用活石。
Therefore, Peter has a very peculiar perspective when he refers to living stone.
他首先讲我们的主耶稣就是这个活石头。
First, he said, our Lord Jesus Christ is the living stone.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都应该成为活石。
Every single brother and sister ought to be a living stone.
所以这一个说法里面包括了我们基督徒属灵性格的一个建立。
Therefore, it talks about the building up of our character, spiritual character as brothers and sisters.
神要建造他的教会。
God wants to build his church.
但这个建造的材料很重要。
But it is crucial as to what materials he built with.
我们知道今天呢，一个人要盖房子，如果他是很讲究的话呢，第一个讲究就是这些材料。
We know that if we want to build a good house, and he's picky about the materials, he's picky about the materials themselves.
不仅是有好的图样。
Not only do you have good design.
那个材料很重要。
The material is also crucial.
我想你们在美国很多去买房子的时候呢，不是光看外面的好，进去看看，悄悄看，对不对啊？
I know that today in America, when you look for a house, you don't just look at the outward grandness. You also go in and you do this.
你要看看材料好不好。
You're checking out the materials.
所以这个房子如果材料不好，就是再好看也没用。
So if the materials were not good, even if it looks grand, it's no good.
在教会的建造上。
In the building up of the church.
神也注重这个建造的材料。
God also emphasizes the building materials.
那么什么样的性格可以用来建造神的家呢？
So what kind of a character can be used to be building up the God's house.
要像基督那样。
It has to be like Christ.
所以教会是用基督的性格建造起来的。
Therefore, church is built up by the character of Christ.
今天呢，在教会里面到处看见人的性格。
Here in church today, we see men's character a lot.
好像这个基督的性格啊，越来越少了。
It's as if the character of Christ is less and less visible.
难怪很多。教会的建造都是草木和街。
No wonder a lot of the building of churches today is wood, hay, and stubble.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神有他自己的眼光。
God has his own perspective.
所以呢， 他要叫他的儿子到地上来成为一个榜样。
Therefore, he sent his son to be an example.
弟兄姊妹，只有出于基督的那个性格才是宝贵的。
Only the character of Christ is something precious.
今天呢，世上的人不懂得这个。
Today, people in this world do not understand this.
我们看见教会中很多所谓的服侍主的人呢，都像匠人一样。
We see that a lot of people who serve the church today are like the builders here.
像那古代的匠人。
Like builders in the old times.
因为在旧约圣经里面有这么一个故事，一个传说。
Because there's this story in the Old Testament.
也许你们知道啊。
Maybe you know.
那个时候他们圣殿的根基立起来的时候。
When they build the foundation of the temple.
这个房子最重要，因为他们都是石头建造，最重要的是那个房角石。
The most important thing is the cornerstone because the house was built of stone.
这个房角石一放下去之后呢，下面就可以。
So once the cornerstone is laid, then the construction can continue.
当初啊，他们这些匠人也是有经验的，他们看这石头，看到有一块石头。
So all these builders, they had experience and they saw a stone.
他们觉得这个石头没什么用。
They said this stone is not of too much value.
就把它丢在那边。
So they cast it aside.
哪里晓得圣殿的根基立起来了。
And then the foundation of the house, temple was built.
现在他们要找这个房角石啊。
Then they're looking for the cornerstone.
很奇怪的，放这个也不行，放那个也不行，放了半天不行。
So they tried this stone, that stone, nothing worked.
忽然有人想起来了，我有块石头，我们丢掉了，把它拿来试试看。
And then it dawned on someone, we have cast away that stone. Let's use that one instead.
结果他们就把那个石头拿来了。
Then they brought forth that stone.
一放上去刚刚好。
Then they put it on. It's perfect.
所以作诗的人呢，就把这个记载下来了。
So the psalmist recorded this.
就讲到。是我们的主耶稣基督就是那个房角石。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ is that cornerstone.
你知道吗？这个所谓的匠人呢
？You know that the so-called builders
都是我们今天在地上教会中很多自以为有经验的人。
Is people who feel that they have so experienced in churches today.
他们觉得这样不行，那样不行。
They think this won't work, that won't work.
有一次你知道。我们那里有一个姊妹。
We have a sister.
她从别的地方到我们那里。
She came from elsewhere.
她听我讲道。
She heard my sermons.
因为我的讲道里面的什么故事比喻也不太多。
I don't have much stories or parables in my sermons.
我下了讲台，她就跟我讲。
I left the pulpit and she said.
她孙弟兄啊。
Brother son.
你这样的讲道啊。
If you preach in this manner.
会把人都讲跑了。
Everybody will run off.
会人越来越少。
There'll be fewer and fewer people.
我说呢，主托付我讲什么，我就讲什么。
So I said, whatever God entrusted me to speak, I speak.
结果也奇妙了。
Amazingly.
我也没有改变我的讲道，越讲人越多。
I did not change my sermons, but there are more and more people.
感谢主，还有很多弟兄姊妹会欣赏，那还不错。
And praise the Lord, a lot of verses are appreciative of my
sermon. 说你知道吗？今天我们常常用我们自己的经验来衡量神的工作。
Nowadays, a lot of times we use our own experiences to measure up the work of God.
这个匠人就是人的眼光、人的智慧、人的经验、人的办法。
Therefore, it's these builders rely on the human understanding, human experience, human tradition.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神有他自己的眼光。
God has his own perspective.
所以我们要。求主给我们有神的眼光。
We need to entreat the Lord for His perspective.
主是活石，我们也要做活石。
The Lord is the living stone, so we ought to be living stone.
那么你这个性格是怎么建立起来的呢
？So how do you build up your character?
所以我们回到最根本的点，你的魂需要蒙拯救。
So we go for the basic point. There has to be salvation of your soul.
所以当你的魂越多蒙拯救的时候呢？神就用基督的性格代替我们的性格。
The more your souls have been saved, the more your character has been replaced by Christ's character.
所以这样的话呢
，In this manner,
我们就能够被建造在一起，成为神可以住的灵宫。
We can be built up as a spiritual house for the dwelling by God.
这样我们在地上才能见证主，见证那位奇妙光中者的见。的荣耀。
Then we can testify of the marvelous light and His excellencies.
才能让主那个超越的美丽从教会里面能够被显明出来。
And His extraordinary beauty can be revealed.
请我们记得。
Let's remember.
神从来不住人所造的殿。
God never dwells in temples built by men. Because God lives in a spiritual house.
啊，所以这个是彼得告诉我们。
This is what Peter told us.
我们的魂需要蒙拯救。
There has to be salvation of our souls.
我们要更多用我们的灵来服侍我们的主。
We need to use our spirit more to serve our Lord.
所以他说最后一个叫做献上属灵的祭。
So eventually he said offering up spiritual sacrifices.
我们知道在旧约时代中献祭。
We know that in Old Testament time when we talk about spiritual sacrifices, there's great significance.
那么神是借着那个祭。
Through the sacrifices,
那么一方面满足神的要求,
they satisfy the requirement of God.
一方面也供应人的需要,
it also make provision for men.
所以我们晓得今天这个祭啊, 在教会中的侍奉就是一方面满足神的需要, 一方面供应人的需要。
So likewise, the spiritual sacrifice would also satisfy God's demand and make provision for men.
什么样的祭能满足神呢?
What kind of sacrifice can satisfy God?
必须是灵祭。
Has to be spiritual sacrifice.
什么样的祭能够叫人得真正得满得供应呢?
What kind of sacrifice can make full provision for men?
是灵祭。
Spiritual sacrifices.
那么今天呢，我们如何献灵祭呢？
Today, how do we offer up spiritual sacrifices?
我们透过他的儿子。
It is through his son.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道，只有我们主耶稣基督所献的祭，满足父神，也能够供应我们人。
Only the sacrifice offered by the Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy God and supply men.
这个是透过灵里面的一个服事的。
This is a service in the Spirit.
所以我们的神只悦纳他的儿子的。
Therefore, our God is only accepting His Son.
今天我们以为说我们把什么东西带来，神都可以悦纳。
Today we feel like whatever we bring to God, He will accept.
这是一个很大的错误。
This is a great error.
所以我有的时候在侍奉上面呢，我有很深的一个感触。
Therefore, when I serve, I have this sense.
保罗侍奉主，战惊恐惧。
Paul serves God in trembling and fear.
我现在慢慢越来越觉得服侍主不是一件简单的事情。
More and more, I feel that serving the Lord is not an easy task.
如果我们做的不能符合于主的心意。
If we cannot do it in accordance with God's desire,
你付上很大的代价,
you may have paid a big price,
你有很多的热心,
you may have great zeal,
你付上很多的时间和体力,
you have spent much time and effort,
最后到主跟前, 可能是落空的。
Ultimately, when you get to before God, it is zero.
更糟糕的是什么呢?
Worse still,
你做了这一大套到主跟前的时候, 结果是挨骂的, 被责备。
And you have done all this thing before God. You're being rebuked by Him.
那你想想看，你这一辈子做的这些事情有什么意义呢？
Then you say all these things you've done in your life. What significance is there?
弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要很谨慎。
We have to be very careful.
只有出于灵的服事。
Only when you serve out of your spirit.
献上的灵祭。
And you offer up spiritual sacrifice.
蒙神的悦纳。
That is acceptable by God.
所以，若要我们的灵的光景是对的。
If our spiritual condition is right,
品质是好的,
and our quality of our spirit is good,
我们的魂必须要蒙拯救。
There has to be salvation of our souls.
啊，所以在彼得前书第二章里面，
therefore in 1 Peter chapter 2,
彼得讲到了神的那个荣耀的旨意。
Peter talked about the glorious purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们魂的得救不仅关乎我们个人的蒙恩。
It is not just an individual salvation of your souls.
魂的得救也关乎到神荣耀旨意的成就。
Your salvation of your souls also relate to the accomplishment of his glorious purpose.
真正好的灵，
A truly good spirit.
在新约时代中啊，乃是神的灵住在我们的灵里面，而我们的灵跟圣灵之间能有最好的配合的灵，那个品质是最高的。
So in the New Testament, the best quality of human spirit is where God's spirit lives in our spirit, and there is coordination, and that is the highest quality.
其实真正的侍奉是圣灵在我们灵里面运行所产生出来的结果。
So true service is what Holy Spirit works in us and work out.
所以 在我们的追求里面
in our pursuing of the Lord,
魂的得救是一个关键性的东西
the salvation of our souls is pivotal.
我们希望主借着彼得的话对我们能有很清楚的教导和光照
We hope that through the words of Peter we have clear and enlightening understanding.
但愿在主回来之前
before the Lord returns,
主在地上能找着一些高品质的灵
The Lord can find a people with high quality spirit.
我们只要这样，使得工作就能从我们中间过去。
Therefore, the work of God can be conducted in us.
主能因着我们的侍奉得荣耀。
And God can be glorified through our work.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of gratitude.
若是没有你话语的光照
were it not for your enlightening in your word,
我们不知道怎样生活在你面前。
We do not know how to lead our lives in your presence.
我们更不会服侍你。
Furthermore, we do not know how to serve you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你不仅救赎了我们。
Not only have you saved us.
你也把明确的路摆在我们的跟前。
You have also put us a very clear path in front of us.
愿你用你的话光照我们。
May you use your word to enlighten us.
让我们看见今天我们在地上。
So that today on this earth,
我们的魂需要蒙更深的拯救。
There has to be deeper salvation of our souls.
我们需要让我们的灵能得到更多的自由。
There has to be greater freedom for our spirits.
好叫我们能够用灵来服侍你。
So that we can serve you in our spirits.
主啊，求你救我们。
Please save us.
救你的教会。
Save your church.
特别在这个末后的时代。
Particularly in the end times.
主啊，愿你在地上还能找着可用的人。
May you find a useful people on this earth today.
能够把你的荣耀带下来。
So that we can bring down your glory.
如同在以往的世代一样。
Just like in previous times.
主啊，他们怎样借他们灵的服事使你得荣耀。
How they serve you in the spirits so that you can have glory.
但是今天我们也同样能用我们的灵服侍你。
So that today, likewise, we can serve you in our spirit.
让你得荣耀。
May you gain glory.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.